Introduction. Understanding and abiding in the fear of the Lord is an essential kingdom concept that we all need to understand. For walking in this concept is beneficial to both the believer and the unbeliever alike. However, the word fear in the phrase brings about many various emotions and has caused many people to either quickly justify it away or to ignore the concept altogether. The world that we live in runs on various degrees of fear, and likewise, most people are all too familiar with living under manageable levels of fear. We may use a different name, such as our stress level, but it really comes down to living under and being motivated by a degree of fear. Therefore, since we are very familiar with living under certain levels of fear, it is all too easy for us to simply add God to our list of what or who we need to somehow fear. We generally do this on our own hurt without further studying out the matter. We craft clever and vain philosophies as to what the fear of the Lord is, such as meaning a healthy fear, a reverent fear, or simply being in awe. Abiding by the fear of the Lord is a kingdom principle, and it is essential to know and understand this. In this book, you will learn what the scriptures say about the fear of the Lord and other similar scriptural concerns. I approach this from as many angles as possible, hence the reason for things that you might view as being redundancies. Because we live in this dark world, most of us are trained that when we hear the word fear, we apply it directly and literally to ourselves, believing that we are the recipient of something that we need to be cautious of or somehow be scared of. When we then apply it to our Lord, confusion sets in, and we start to wonder if we are to live out our days somehow fearing God, our Creator, who blessed man in the garden. This would also be in contradiction when Jesus said to his disciples, "Fear not." And likewise, when the people of the Bible had encounters with angels that told them not to fear. For we know that fear is not an attribute of God. Rather, it is an attribute of the world or of the devil. However, from early on, we learn to be motivated by certain aspects of fear. Will others like and accept us? Or will they reject us? Will we be able to provide for ourselves and our family? Or will we face the harsh consequences of failure? Having all this to deal with, now we are faced with thinking that we might need to somehow fear God too. It becomes just too much for us to handle. So, we generally either redefine it or just end up ignoring it. This book will make the kingdom concept of the fear of the Lord clear. Scripture tells us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and understanding, that it is clean, enduring forever, and that it is also for our own benefit." Also, Jesus and